as we go back now to our review of the year. And our guest for this hour is former Finn Harps player, now with Glentoran, Keith Cowan. Keith, you're welcome to the studio.
Cheers, Ashley, for having me up.
Well, how's life been in Belfast as you prepare for your first outing on the with the Irish League side?
Yeah, things are going great. You know, I suppose the last few weeks just been sort of meeting a lot of players and the management and that, and sort of getting used to the way that they do things up there. So we've been sort of institutionalising Balwafay for a couple of years that I spent there. So no, it's great. Like it's a new challenge for me. It's something that's really exciting, and you know, the way they're going at the minute, you know, they're on a great run of form. They're second in the league. So, you know, it's a really exciting time to be going up there.
Yeah, and you've already experienced some tense football. There was a match there over the festive period, wasn't there?
Oh, yeah. Well, I suppose they have what they call the Big Two up there. It was the game against Linfield and Glentoran. And it was a great atmosphere. You know, both sets of fans were absolutely excellent. You know, the game was played in the right way, and luckily that, I suppose maybe more deservedly, Glentoran got the 3 points with a 3-0 win.
Okay then, so you're looking forward to getting on the pitch now. When will you make your first appearance?
I'm eligible on the 4th of January, which is the cup game at home to Portadown.
Okay.
So hopefully I get a kick that day.
Well, listen, we wish you the best of luck with that. But we have you in here to recap 2019, and you played a crucial role in helping Harps stay in the top flight of League of Ireland football, as we hand to our Harps correspondent, Dermot Doherty.
Yeah, Oisín, it was another year to remember at Finn Park. Plenty of ups and downs, and you know, they were in a battle to avoid the drop back to the first division, along with UCD, and they had trailed UCD at one stage in the season by as many as 8 points, and the talk among so many people that time was that, you know, Harps, they may throw the hat at this stage. But I don't know, there was always the feeling that they had the players that could, you know, keep with UCD and turn things around. And all they had to do all season was finish ahead of UCD and then take a look at the playoffs. Now, attending the various press conferences during the season, along with Ryan and Chris and Keith was there at many of them as well. Ollie Horgan was giving you every reason in the world why Harps should be considered favourites for the drop. But, we all had this feeling that, you know, there was something that he had something up his sleeve and that he was going to pull things around. And that's exactly how it turned out. Now, Chris has mentioned before about the fact that, you know, the part that the experienced players played in keeping Harps up. Keith would have been one of those. Raf Catero before that. And when you think about the contribution that Paddy McCourt made at Harps whenever he was there, and Barry Malloy before that. So, you know, Harps had the players that, you know, they were up against it, no doubt about it. But when it came to it, and it came to the playoffs, they had that wee bit of experience as well to turn things around.
Yeah, and during those playoffs, Drogheda United was the opposition, Chris, over two legs. And basically at half-time, Harps were trailing, and they knew what they had to do in the second leg.
Yeah, the first leg away to Drogheda, and then it was a packed house at Finn Park for the second game. Harps had the tonic of that early goal from Mark Russell, and it went to extra time. And, you know, it was real cup-tie stuff. Floodlights, great atmosphere, really heavy pitch, and, you know, there was always the danger that somebody could slip and there could be an unfortunate error that could lead to a goal. And Harps, thankfully, got that winner through Harry Ascroft, who, you know, he was one of Ollie's signings during the year. People didn't know much about him. He was out a lot through injury. He scored a number of vital goals and proved to be quite a signing in the end up. And now he's back down in Australia.
Well, let's go back to that day. Now we'll hear from Ollie Horgan, who was very proud of his players' achievements and said that it was huge what the club had done this year compared to other years. But straight away, he was also stating that investment was needed if Harps were going to have to stay up in 12 months' time again.
There tonight, physically and mentally, and you know, to achieve what we achieve through this medium of the Premier Division, being at the bottom of it, is much, much more difficult an ask of us, of the club, and indeed of the players. And huge credit, you know, that mentally and physically they stood up to that tonight, and huge credit to Drogheda as well. You know, they could, you know, they'd probably wondering what more they could do, and they're the first people to congratulate us and wish us well, which is a huge, you know, character of them and other management team in Tim and Kevin.
Yeah, because they came into this game
with a 1-0 victory the other night, I'm sure came up here with plenty of confidence, Solly.
Yeah, I mean, but that's my point. I mean, they've been winning games in the first division the whole way through, as we were last year, you know, and they've been winning more games than they were losing, and that breeds confidence. We've been losing more games than we've been winning, and you know, the last time we got relegated, albeit without having a playoff, when the rules changed and three teams went down, we'd have had a playoff that year, but it was very difficult to change it when you were on a losing run against quality sides, and that's what we were on, bar the Waterford when we turned it around here. But like last Friday, we were beaten 4-0 in the Brindewell, you know, but we realised the importance of Monday and indeed tonight. But it's a huge achievement for the club, the basically the medium that we stayed up through, and there's no point of pretending anything different. However, you know, where does that leave us, Scotland, you know, Sherman, because we'll be in the exact same predicament next year, or we'll go straight down if things don't change off the pitch, and we need investment. You can't keep going to the well as many times as we've done with what's available. Huge credit to the club to keep it on the straight and narrow, but to be a Premier Division club and to try and, if you like, move up from the Dagenham area, it takes a huge investment, and we need people to invest in here, or else we'll go straight down next year, or we'll be chatting here again about a playoff against the likes of Drogheda if they don't go straight back up.
Ollie Horgan speaking in the aftermath of that win, which kept them in the top flight of League of Ireland football, and that position of them staying with the elite of Irish football for another season came about from the goal scored in extra time from Harry Ashcroft.
Harry Ashcroft, congratulations, the match winner tonight.
Yeah, it's an ecstatic feeling, but I'm just so happy that I was able to contribute and the team staying up.
Yeah, tell us about that goal. Good delivery from Tony McNamee.
Yeah, very good delivery. Luckily I just got my head on it, and you know, it bounced and kind of just went the right way and went in.
Yeah, and I mean, at that late stage, it was still a bit to go. I mean, that was right at the start of the second period of extra time, but you felt at that stage Drogheda had it all to do.
Yeah, no, it was a very tough game. Fair play to Drogheda, they put up a good fight. It wasn't the most attractive game, but listen, you know, we got the result, and that's the most important thing.
Harp supporters will remember you with fondness for this, Harry. We've had match winners here before, kept Harps in the Premier Division, and that's exactly what's happened with you tonight.
Well, I'm just very grateful, you know. I'm just so happy, and so happy for the boys and the club, you know, to stay up. You know, this team deserves to stay in the Premier Division, so I'm just really happy.
Great occasion tonight, big crowd, and the Nairs were there right at the end.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely, but the crowd definitely got us over the line. They came out in really good numbers, and fair play to them.
Well, when you look back, I mean, it really was the great escape. The first half of the season, you know, as Dermot mentioned there, like, Harps were just not getting the points, and yet they were playing well. I remember speaking to Paul Hegarty after a match, and he was saying they're not far away. A lot of the games they only lost 1-0. There was that game, Keith, against Cork, 4-3. I mean, Harps were, aside from a heavy defeat against Waterford and Shamrock Rovers in the first half of the season, you know, you were in pretty much every game.
Yeah, we were never too far away, you know. I suppose with a lot of them games, especially the ones you mentioned early on, you know, we were kind of maybe just trying to, maybe Ollie was trying to figure out his best team, you know. Him and Paul were sort of maybe not sure what was the best way to go about it. Was it to try and maybe outscore the opposition, or was it to try and just sit in and defend and maybe take points where we could? And I suppose then when you look at the squad, with so many games that came thick and fast, you know, it was difficult to try and keep everybody fit. You know, obviously, you know, the whole part-time thing comes in against when you're playing against the likes of Dundalk and Shamrock Rovers so early on in the season. I think Gareth Harkin picked up an Achilles injury that maybe kept him out for best part of the, you know, the first half of the season. We mentioned Harry Ashcroft there, who was excellent when he came back in, but missed the whole first half of the season, you know. So they're big players for you that, you know, you need those guys to be fit, you need those guys to be firing. And but again, that's just one of the problems that we have, you know, when we're going against the full-time setup.
And once again, Harps sort of kicked on in the second half of the season, and there were a number of key results. I suppose the only away win of the season in Waterford, that was a massive, massive victory.
Yeah, that was a big one that sort of gave us a wee bit of, you know, sort of springboard, you know. We went down there and, you know, we got a great result. We battled hard. Like in any game that we had, that we played, you know, everybody put a shift in, you know. And it's kind of like, I suppose, for ourselves, maybe, you know, again, don't want to be mentioning the big teams because it's not about them today. It's about Finn Harps and how well they've done. But we need everybody to have an 8 out of 10 or a 9 out of 10 every week to try and get something on the board, you know, is where the other teams can maybe carry a few or that. So, yeah, a great win down there in Waterford, and then follow that up with a great win against Derry. and then again against Bohemians, you know. So those were like 9 points that we maybe weren't expected to get, but through our hard work and through, you know, the way that we were set up, we were able to get those.
And you really tightened up defensively. I mean, it was a year that saw, you know, Kieran Gallagher got a bad injury, Peter Burke had played in the team, and then Mark Anthony McGinley came in, and he played a really big role in the closing part of the season. Well, was one of the players of the season.
Yeah, for sure. Mark came in and did excellent. You know, it was tough to lose Kieran, you know, a player of his experience, and you know, he was always been excellent for Fan Harps and always give everything for the jersey, and superb, you know, teammate for many years. Peter came in and did well also, and you know, Mark Antony was, I suppose, a bit of a breath of fresh air. You know, he was excellent when he came in. Some of the saves that he pulled off kept us in games, and you know, when you have that caliber of keeper behind you, it really can inspire confidence in the rest, because you know that when the ball goes in that area, pitch, there's a good chance that it's going to be snuffed out, or that he's going to make a save, and you know, his kicking is excellent, you know, to put us in good areas of the pitch. So now he came in, and you know, he took to the team, and the boys took to him really well. And you know, he was definitely a second half of the season for me. He probably was definitely the player of the year.
Tell me, Keith, that's 6 seasons now that Ollie Horgan has been in charge at Finn Park, and I think you're probably one of the very few players, if not the only player, that has been part of every squad that Ollie's been manager of at Finn Park. So now that you've moved on from Harps, when you look back, I mean, how did you find Ollie? How did you find working with him? What kind of a man is he inside the dressing room?
Inside the dressing room, he looks for players that are looking to give more than just the, you know, than just the maybe they ordinary turn up for training, and you know, maybe turn up for games, and you know, like he looks for guys that really want to play. He looks for guys that have character. He looks for guys that are going to go above and beyond for the club. You know, I suppose working with Ollie for so long, what he has brought maybe that wasn't there before was, you know, a real steeliness to the team. You know, he taught us maybe how to see games out, how to, you know, focus on the other team's weaknesses. And he definitely gave us belief, you know. There was, you know, I spoke about maybe previous managers before that, you know, a lot of them taught me so much, and I thought then, you know, with Ollie coming in, he sort of maybe added those sort of wee finer details to my game, you know, and again, just about, you know, having character and how about to speak to the rest of the players and stuff, you know. So, like, you know, Ollie's record speaks for itself in terms of, you know, playoffs and being different to beat. You know, we spoke about Drogheda there and how they, you know, took the first leg down there, you know, with a goal in the last 10 minutes, or I think maybe it was the last 5 minutes, but after the game they were over celebrating with their fans, and they had the flares out, and I just thought to myself, no, this is far from over, because they think it's over, you know. So in the dressing room it was about regrouping and, you know, calming everybody down. Lads maybe were disappointed, but you know, a few of us had been there before, you know, and turn around deficits against better teams than that, and you know, we couldn't wait to get them back to Fun Parks.
I'm just a word about Rafael Cretaro, a League of Ireland legend. He has finally hung up the boots. Just how big an influence was he coming in?
Oh, Raf was excellent, you know, and working, you know, with the younger players, and you know, he has that experience and he has that quality. You know, I think anybody who came to Finn Park or, you know, followed us on the road this year saw the quality that he has. And, you know, maybe it's a pity that Raf is hanging up his boots. I had kind of quiet word with him during the year, you know, maybe thinking, you know, what are you going to do next year? And he says, no, that's it for me. And I was like, are you for real? Because like, he still has the quality, you know, for a small guy in the air. His leap is unreal, you know, his touch, you know, the way that he can control games and the way that he brings all around to play is excellent. And just even for the younger guys to learn from, you know, he's a League of Ireland legend, and you know, you want to try and keep guys like that around the club as long as possible. So maybe Ollie might still have the phone number, no doubt, and he'd be maybe trying to get him down to Balfay for a chat. You never know.
Yeah, and Keith, I suppose one thing I was we're doing the end of year reviews and that, and you're going through the season, and like, I think it was the 16th league game, the first victory came. Were you worried, like, you know, were you worried when you got to maybe 8 or 9 and you were still waiting for that first one? Were you worried that, you know, we're really struggling here, it's not around the corner? Or what was the mindset like in the dressing room then?
I suppose, you know, when you're not winning games, confidence is going to be low. I felt with the group that we had, That once we got everybody fit, once we got everybody firing, we would be okay and we would get the points on the board. But it is difficult, especially when I was, you know, a couple of younger guys that maybe haven't been involved in that sort of setup before. Maybe they had been coming, they were on the fringes of more successful teams, and, you know, they were maybe coming to Harps thinking, you know, that I want to get game time, I want to get experience. But, you know, when you do come there, you have to dig in, you have to sort of, you know, take it week to week. You know, it's not going to be about accumulating this huge mass of points and, you know, scoring all these goals. You know, it's you're kind of coming to Balfe and you have to be a different type of player. You know, you have to maybe play in a position that you don't want to. You know, some weeks it's not going to be your week to play, and that's how you react. You know, everybody's watching, you know, the players are watching, the management's watching, you see how you react, and it's about having a positive, you know, aura about you, and, you know, trying to encourage people and trying to drive people on. So I suppose when you look at, you know, it taking us so long, the fact when we did get that first 3 points on the board, you can imagine the joy in the dressing room, and how much it lifted everybody. And then it was about keeping that level up. And you know, we got a couple of great results, you know, home and away. You know, I think we went to Turner's Cross this year and got a couple of points, you know, something that not many Finn Harps teams had done, albeit you could say that's not the Cork team of old, but, you know, you still have to travel to Cork and you still have to put in a performance. And, you know, we did that. And I suppose, you know, going down to Waterford and, you know, winning down there, you know, was something that maybe wasn't done for a while. So, you know, a lot of the results that we did get, you know, taking points against St. Pat's, taking points off Dundalk, you know, like, those are huge performances, and those, like, when you smell blood in those sort of games, you have to go for it, you know. And luckily we did, and you know, we remained in the Premier League.
Okay, then Keith, you spent a lot of time at Finn Park over a couple of spells. Your highlights of wearing the Finn Harps jersey?
Highlights? I suppose you know, the playoffs, you know, sort of speak for themselves. I think the first one, maybe we weren't really expected to do it. The one I was involved in against Limerick. The second one against Limerick, I suppose we felt that, you know, we had their number this time. We had a bit of experience with it. They were very much on the way down, and we've, you know, had a great second half of the season. The last one, I suppose, was probably the sweetest in the way that it was done. Mm-hmm. You know, I know BJ's goal against Limerick the last day was, you know, from a fan's point of view, but I think from the player's point of view, where everyone really dug in, it was a real team performance. It was everybody, you know, give absolutely everything. And I suppose just the fans at the end of it, you could see it in their eyes. You know, you were meeting people and they were genuinely delighted, and they were, you know, so happy for us, and you could see it, like, you see tears in their eyes, you know. And I don't think you can, you know, ask for much more than that there. You can, you know, when you see what it means to them. I suppose getting the armband as well was a nice feeling, and, you know, it's always nice to beat Derry, I suppose, as well. So, you know, there's a few in there that were enjoyable.
Yeah. Listen, you've stepped away now from Finn Park and you've got a new challenge coming, but you will be keeping a close eye on developments at Harps now in the coming season. Seeing the way Ollie works, would you be confident that Harps can stay up again?
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, I think, I suppose, the way that he goes about his business, you know, some of the signings that he's made already. You know, he's brought in Ryan Connolly, who's been at Shamrock Rovers, had a spell at Derby County, I think, in his earlier years, and, you know, probably more so for his time with Galway United. David Webster, who was, you know, he spent time at Shamrock Rovers, St. Pat's, you know, the clubs that you're mentioning. You know, you need to have a bit about you to play at that level. And again, I suppose Eddie Delap as well, coming in on loan from Derry, you know, which is a great sign as well. You know, he's a young guy, he seems hungry, he wants to play. So, you know, he'll get a lot of game time in Finn Park. So, you know, those are the type of guys, and hopefully, you know, these are the type of guys that are coming with the right attitude, and, you know, because they're coming to Balfe. Yeah. It'll be tough for them.
Yeah, okay. Stay with us, Keith. Rory Kennedy has joined us. Coming up after 5, we'll be having our motorsports section of the sporting highlights of 2019. But I do know that Rory is an avid Finn Harps fan, so he is. Rory, another impressive year by Ollie Horgan. You like following the boys in blue from Balfe, and they had a good season, and fingers crossed, another one to come.
Great season, Oshie and I, and it's a joy to see them, or see the boys retain their place in the Premier League. And, you know, it was a bit of a knife edge and put everybody on edge for a night or two there at Finn Park. But the last game, I think, was an outstanding game. And as Chris said earlier, like, it's, you know, it's a cup tie and winner takes all. It was a great night, and you know, really, the just rewards for the work that Ollie's put in. Like, great admiration for Ollie and how he brings the team together. He's very humble in how he portrays them to be. But then when it's, you know, when the chips are down, he really makes it. You know, he gets the best out of the players and make it happen. And it's great that Harps have retained their place for next year again. Yeah.